Welcome back, guys. Guitar Cast number 3. Today we're going to be discussing and dissecting the breakout hit, breakout song, whatever you want to call it, for Rush, Working Man. It's coming up next.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
That's it, guys. Working Man by Rush, the breakout song, the song that kind of got them started, got everybody interested in Rush and who Rush was and what Rush was doing. Donna Helper, yeah, like Helper, but with an A, Helper, way back in 1974, played the song Working Man on WMMR in Cleveland, and this is what broke them. This is like right out of the gate, their very first song. And it was just a combination of a lot of things kind of coming together to really make this happen for the band. First of all, a song called Working Man, debuting in a working class blue collar city like Cleveland, just absolutely perfect. Also, it really capitalized on something that was really hot at the time, and that was Led Zeppelin. In fact, as the solo was playing, people were calling the radio station and saying, "Oh my God, the new Led Zeppelin song, I love it." And Donna was like, "It's not Led Zeppelin. It's this band from Canada called Rush that you've never heard before, but I'm playing them for you. Thank you very much." So I believe that they dedicated the next couple of albums. They gave her a little mention on the next couple of albums that they put out because she was the reason that they got her. And then you guys got to understand, radio was kind of like the YouTube of the day, in the sense that people heard it, they picked it up, other stations heard it. WMMR was nothing to sneeze at. They were considered important. They were a really big rock station at the time. So that picked it up. Other stations, Pittsburgh, New York, Chicago, Detroit, started playing Rush, and well, as they say, the rest is history. A couple of interesting things about the song you may not know is it is not the original lineup. This is the only record featuring John Rutsey on drums. John Rutsey was quickly replaced with Neil Peart due to, I believe, there was some health issues with John, and he was not able to do the kind of touring that the band really needed to do. It was very, very important. It wasn't like, again, today, where you could put a song out on the internet and just kind of, you know, tell all your friends about it on social media. It was none of that. That wasn't even a dream yet. So you had to get out there and you had to pound the pavement. The rock and roll version of pounding the pavement in those days was getting out and gig, tour, and you just really beat the bricks to get the word out about the music. So John wasn't able to do that. They eventually brought in Neil Peart for the next record. But so this is John Rutsey. The song is written by Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee. The lyrics are interesting because had this been a Neil Peart composition, it might have been a song about wizards or something, right? But no, it's a song about a working man. And it's like I said, debuting on WMMR in Cleveland, absolute perfect timing. But the lyrics are super simple. Let me give you a little, I get up at 7, yeah. And I go to work at 9. I got no time for living, yeah, I'm working all the time. Very simple, nothing crazy. There's no giant philosophical meaning there. It's just about working class folk. It's heavy, it grooves, very blues based. Let's talk a little bit about the riff itself. Let me go ahead. I was jamming that for you at the beginning. It is based around the E minor scale. While, you know, at the time when it came out, people said, is that the Led Zeppelin thing? I will explain why I think that was thought of as Led Zeppelin. I think it's a little more Sabbath-y just because of the slow and sludginess of it. Interesting thing that I think the difference is, I think if Tony Iommi had played that riff, I think he would have played it mostly with power chords. Other than the first chord at the beginning, Alex plays the rest of it with single notes. Of course, it's double tracked and panned in stereo and sounds freaking huge on the record. I play a mixture of the two. Sometimes I play the second half of the riff with the power chords, the first half with the single notes, just because when I play it with my band, it just seems to sound fuller. I don't have the benefit of all the studio stuff going on. So to live, we want to power it out as much as we can. So I tend to do it that way. You play it however you like. I think where the Led Zeppelin comparison comes in, though, is with Getty's high voice, very much like Robert Plant's in of that era, as well as the solo. The solo really is, when they break down and they start jamming that solo, it is really Zeppelin-esque. And they play this very cool riff that, I think that they came up with this riff as a way to kind of like break off like where they were going to do the different dynamics in the solo and then get back into the singing. Because when you play the song in a band, it's just perfect. Like when somebody launches into this riff, I'm going to play in a second, it like signals everybody that like, okay, you know, we're changing. So it's just this riff that goes. And that allows you to kind of get into the next, like there's some dynamics and stuff. They actually do it two different times in the solo, and both times it sort of signifies a little bit of a change. So, and Alex's solo is very, very Jimmy Page. Actually, with the pinched harmonic stuff, when I hear pinched harmonics, I always think of Billy Gibbons, but I don't think that, Alex was probably the kind of guitar player who's probably listening to a lot of guys. But I never heard him mention that, you know, he liked Billy Gibbons or anything. But it's a blues based solo. So you can definitely understand the comparison to Led Zeppelin, especially in the solo and with with Getty's singing. We mentioned the lyrics. Something I want to mention before we end today's show is, do you guys know there's an alternative version of the song out there? It's called the Vault Edition. It's very interesting. Go and look it up. You can find it on YouTube. And the first of all, the mix is a little bit different. It's really cool sounding. Everything is a little sludgier sounding. It's a little rawer sounding, a little more in your face. If you guys ever heard Led Zeppelin's BBC sessions, you hear how that's kind of mixed. It's a little gruffer, a little more in your face. This has that kind of vibe to it. The drums are a little bit different. But what's really cool is Alex's solo is different, and he's either using a wah pedal half-cocked and playing around with the wah pedal, or he's using some type of envelope filter. I'm not sure. I suspect they probably didn't have an envelope. I suspect he's just carefully manipulating a wah pedal, which is really, really cool. It's really raw and in your face. So if you have not heard the Vault Edition, go check out. You can just pull it up on YouTube. Just search on YouTube, Working Man Vault Edition, and you can check it out. The guitar solo is different. And I think after all these years of hearing the same solo, to hear him do a different solo, if you're a fanboy like I am, you really kind of get off on it. And it was just widely requested. It was released on something, and people heard it and requested it, so they ended up putting it out on iTunes and places like that. So, anyways, you guys could check all that out. Working Man by Rush. Great tune, classic tune. You guys have been listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Guitar Casts. I'm trying to do more of these for you guys. I've been getting requests that like, hey, can you talk about this riff? Can you talk about that riff? Can you do this? So we are doing the song in my band, so I thought this would be a great one to kind of just bring out to you guys. I know we have a lot of Rush heads in the band. I mean, in the band. In the audience here. So I'm happy to do it. I'm a Rush geek myself. Not as big as a lot of you guys out there, but I am. So thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to hang out with us while we do these things live and we do a little post hangout and talk and everything, you can get into that by going to Lula, excuse me, what is it? Lou, I'm sorry. Lou, LombardiRocks.com. I got too many websites. LouLombardiRocks.com. Go there, check that out. And there's just a quick button. We don't need an email or anything. You can get right into our community. The community is a great group of people that are absolutely insanely passionate about great guitar-driven rock and all things associated with that. They're talking to each other, helping each other out. It's really, really cool. Group, as well as you get some exclusive music and exclusive video. So you can check that all out at LouLombardiRocks.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. And Working Man by Rush. I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Out.